Hello, this is Tony Alamo, and this is tape number 18 on the flow of life. And we're at the moment speaking about the difference between knowledge and life. And let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to bless this service. Father, we know we have life because we keep Your commandments. That's just saying it in a nutshell. A person that says that they have life and keep not Your commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. We know we have life because we come unto You. We don't just search the scriptures, because there's a difference between the scriptures and You. The Pharisees had the scriptures, but they wouldn't come unto You that they might have life. And those of us who keep Your commandments know we have life because we keep Your commandments. We keep them all, not just the ones we like to keep or the ones that we choose to keep. The difference between knowing the scriptures and knowing You are quite different. There's a vast span between the both. Lord, open up hearts, souls, minds, and their spirits to receive some discernment on discernment enough to know the difference between knowledge and life. Father, we ask it in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen. Okay, go ahead.
The letter versus the spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:6 tells us that the apostles were, quote, ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit.
Yes. You can go to most of the different churches today, and you'll just see them reading the scriptures. But very few of them come to the Lord. Very few of them are keeping the Lord's commandments. Very few allow the Lord to live out His life in them and through them. And therefore, you don't see any work of God being done. All you hear is people gathering knowledge. And the Bible says, or gathering the letter, and the Bible says that the letter killeth. Knowledge killeth, because it makes you more responsible to keep the commandments. And if you don't keep the commandments, then you're dead. You're like worse than a dead fish in the water, because there's no water. All right, then what?
For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
Right. You see life, the life of Christ, in people that have Him, that don't just have knowledge, that don't have the letter. Because the letter killeth, but if Christ is really working in you and living, working, abiding in you, I mean, abiding means living in you, walking and talking and breathing in you and doing His works in you, then you have Christ, you have life. But very few people are able to discern the difference between life and knowledge. Christ in the letter. And the letter killeth. I keep saying the same thing over and over again. And it says it all the way through the Bible. Go ahead.
Genesis 2 shows us that the tree of knowledge is a tree of death.
It does say that. Genesis 2 what?
Genesis 2. Shows us.
Yeah, that's right. Because the Lord said, if you eat from this tree, if you just get knowledge, you shall die. Now, I believe that the tree of life and the tree of knowledge are very similar in looks. Because the law is in the Bible, and so that looks like life, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it tells us to have teachers, guides, counselors, and all the other things that the Bible says that we're supposed to have. And it's good to have the law, and but we also have to have life. Amen?
Amen.
Because the law kills. It doesn't bring forth life. So you can't rely on the knowledge of the law to save your soul. You've got to have the life, which is Christ. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now to keep going.
God warned Adam that if he would eat from the tree of knowledge, he would surely die. Genesis 2:17. The New Testament says that the letter kills. When Paul talked about the letter, he was not talking about the daily newspaper letter, but he was talking about the letter of the Bible.
The actual Bible. Knowing, just having the knowledge of the Bible, without the life of Christ living in you, it kills. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead.
In a sense, the Bible kills.
Yeah. The Bible without Christ kills. Is what I mean, all right? How do I know it? Because the Bible says so. Amen?
Amen.
It rats on itself. It rats itself out. God said that the letter without Christ is death. Then what?
In 2 Corinthians 3:6, the letter versus the spirit. The scriptures and the Lord himself.
Then this is verses of the scriptures against the Lord. There's a difference between the scriptures and the Lord himself. The scriptures are written. The Lord himself lives inside by the spirit. There's no life in the, you can find life in the scriptures if you have discernment, but the scriptures in themselves just kill. There's a difference between the word, the written word, and the living word in you. All right? Then what?
Jesus told the Jewish religionists, quote, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life."
And you don't. All you know is the scriptures. But you don't know, you don't come to me for life. You don't have my life. All you have is knowledge of me. But I can see the people in the church and in the world that don't really serve the Lord. They're too nonchalant. They don't have any fire in them. They don't have any life in them. They just walk around. They never change. They're the same. They remain the same every day of their life. And because the more knowledge they get, the more lost they are. Because the knowledge kills. All right? The letter kills. And they become more and more dead every day. We know that we have life because we keep the Lord's commandments. And you may also keep the Lord's commandments, but there's some of you that do not keep God's commandments. So you do not have his life. The Lord, if he's living in you, will not break a commandment. And if you do, you're dead and on your way to hell. Then what?
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life.
Yeah, just by knowing them you have eternal life. How foolish. Then anybody could be saved. Just pick it up and memorize. Some people are not even saved and they know the Bible better than I do, maybe. They know, memorize it better than I do. Because it is not a memorization contest as to who's going to get into heaven or not. It's the one that has the Lord Jesus Christ living inside their soul, and they are busy keeping his commandments. Some people never get cut. They could see a person starving, even a person that's feeding them the word of God, and they don't care if they live or die. That's why you're dead. You're like dead fish in the water, but without water. You're not of the Lord. You're lost. The word killed you because you don't keep the word. Some people receive Christ. A lot of people get tired of my testimony, but that's the living word. God came and visited me. I for sure never received knowledge. He came out of the clear blue and talk to me personally. And you have my testimony. I've told you my testimony many times. And I received what he said because it was so frightening to me. that I didn't want to just read, merely read some printed words. I wanted to find out, what do you want me to do? I want to do something for you before I go out into eternity. Because I realized that you could come upon me as you did in that office, just like a thief in the night. It was in the afternoon, but it just came to me in the afternoon. Because you don't know when the thief is going to come. You don't know when the Lord is going to come. He likens himself as unto a thief, not as that he steals anything, but your soul. Because he knows when a person has made up their mind, they have not been, that they're not willing to keep his commandments. They just want to learn and act like big shots around each other and never do a thing for the Lord. As a matter of fact, just to allow the work that the Lord has called people to do, to just let it fall through the cracks. Well, I know that I have eternal life because I keep God's commandments. That's a real good sign. And the only sign that a person has that they have eternal life is that they keep every commandment of the Lord and that they obey those that have the rule over them. And if you become so passive and placid that you think that you're going to get by knowing the letter like the Pharisees did and not do anything or not do everything that the Lord says to do, and seek him for his life in you, for the strength to be able to do it, and for the desire to do it. I don't see much desire in people to keep the commandments of the Lord. Now, they think that they have eternal life because they've been taught the Bible. But read that again, what the Lord says to those kind of people.
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life.
Yeah, just by knowing, having the knowledge, for the tree of knowledge, that you have eternal life. Now, this is Jesus talking, and therefore I can see the people that the Word of God is abiding in. I can see those that are absorbing it into them, that they let the Word abide in them. And I can see some of the people that just can't wait until the services are over. It's just very boring to them. And it's those that you never see do anything that is of the Lord. I never see the Lord working, operating, living in them, because they never come to the Lord. They're afraid if they come to the Lord that he's going to ask them to do something. And it's a very fearful thing for them when they stand before the Lord. I thought the Lord was going to take me that day when he came upon me. And there was several other times I thought he was going to take my life when he came upon me. And he very well could have, because he's the Lord. And all power in heaven and on earth belongs to him. And no power belongs to you or anybody else but the Lord. And some people don't like it preached this way, but this is the way it really is. You should search the scriptures and then receive what they say. Because receiving the scriptures, just knowing the scriptures, is not enough. That just kills you. It makes you more responsible for not doing the things that the Lord commands for you to do. Then what? Read it back again.
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is these that testify concerning me. And you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
Yeah, that you might. The reason you come to the Lord is so that you can let him live in you, so that you can have life living in you to do something in the world that is lively instead of the death that some of you people live. You're dead. And I don't really see that many live people in this world. Okay, then what?
That was John 5:39-40. Since the scripture...
So you come and he says, but you will not come to me so that you can have a lively appearance to the people in the world. Will not come to me so that you can have a lively appearance to the people in the world, that they will see the me living in you. You just want to play church. You like going to church and singing songs and clapping your hands and things like that, and being nice and stuff like that. But the Lord isn't always what people in this world consider to be nice. A lot of times he will, kick butt. Amen?
Amen.
Did you ever hear kicking butt? A lot of times he'll fashion a rope or a whip and go into the temple where there's another bunch of dead fish and beat some of the hell out of them. I mean, hell is a town, you know. I'm not using it as what most people use it as, profanity, but I don't use it that way. Because if they're not keeping the commandments of the Lord, then hell is in them. And he wants to beat the demons. They call them today personal demons. In other words, like, it's good to have personal demons. I was watching a thing about different stars that have these personal demons. They all think it's cool and smart and chic and up to date to be possessed by the devil, to have to go to sanitariums and dry out or be taken off of drugs or be put on drugs. Scum of the earth. They won't come to the Lord, that all that would be shameful unto them, so that they can have life manifested in them, so that they can have the power of God in them to let Christ show his stuff in them. They're not interested in letting Christ show his stuff. They just want to primp. They talk about having makeup and combing their hairs and making what they consider a good appearance of themselves and so on. But, you know, a lot of people in the world do that sort of thing. I've lived in very wealthy atmospheres in my life where the Beverly Hills women and the women from Holmby Hills and the women from Pacific Palisades and Truesdale Estates and places like this to spend all day in the beauty shops or getting themselves waxed, because a lot of them have mustaches and beards and unwanted hair on their legs and so on, and they just spend the time chatting and telling dirty jokes and things like this in the beauty salons. Put them in jail where they don't wax, and you'll be looking at, in a month or two, at a bearded monster and a mustached monster. Okay? And they are not doing anything for the Lord. I really wasn't doing anything for the Lord because I didn't believe in him. And then the Lord began his purpose in me and made me realize that he's not just printed words, that this God is very separate from those words. There's a difference between Scripture and the Lord and life, the real Lord. But we thought that the Lord was the printed page. No, he isn't. Okay? You can burn a Bible up, but you can't burn the Lord up, can you?
No.
Okay, well then there's a difference, isn't there?
Yes.
That's quite a difference, isn't it?
Yes.
You can kick the Bible, but you can't kick the Lord. The Lord can live in you, but see if you can get that Bible in you. Huh? There's a difference between the Lord and the printed page. Amen?
Amen.
There's difference about knowing about the Lord. I know about Winston Churchill, but I don't really know him, because he just gets up and, you know, when he was alive, with his cigar and gives you the peace signal with his whinny, you know, and but I don't know the dude. I mean, he might be, I read a little bit about him. I heard he was a nudist. I didn't know that. There's all kinds of strange things about people that we think we know, but we don't know them. Amen?
Amen.
His wife knew him, but you don't. just because you know about him. And you don't know the Lord until he knows you and you really know him and until you're really keeping his commandments. All right? And so the Lord got me jump-started on that day. And so much that I just couldn't rest until I found out what he wanted me to do. And it was like misery. Because nobody in the world was telling what the Lord really wanted people to do then. Where do you think this big worldwide revival came from? I believe it was from the day that the Lord put me on that quest. Everybody was, it was the 60s and people were into free love, narcotics, drugs, violence, all sorts of things like this. Hate the establishment, turn the police cars over, kill the pigs, that sort of thing. That's what they were doing. Kill the pigs means kill the police. I don't want to kill police. I want to save their souls. Amen?
Amen.
And everybody's soul. I don't want to kill anybody. But some people allow themselves to be killed because they just know about the Lord from the printed page, which the Bible says kills. But the spirit that enters a person when they get saved and gives them the fear of the Lord, motivates them to want and find out what this spirit in you wants you to do. And then actually go through with it to start doing something for the Lord. And not just what you figure out what you want to do or what you think is the thing that the Lord wants you to do, but to really know the Lord, to know his life and to know what he wants you to do. It's good to find out the things not to do and what to do and all that. That's teaching. But you've got to know the Lord. Man, I'm not saying the Bible is bad, but without the Lord, it kills. Okay? All right, then what?
Since the scriptures testify concerning the Lord, they should not be separated from the Lord.
Do you know what I'm saying there? You don't. Well, I'm saying, read it again, since the scriptures what?
Since the scriptures testify concerning the Lord.
Yeah, you shouldn't just read about him, because when you just do that, then you're separated from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because the scriptures are one thing, and the Lord is another thing. Okay? You can't separate the two. You've got to have the scriptures with the Lord. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, read it again and see if you understand it.
Since the scriptures testify concerning the Lord, they should not be separated from the Lord.
Right, you can't just know the scriptures and separate yourself from the Lord. You have to come to him, amen?
Amen.
For a work detail, amen?
Amen.
Now do you understand it?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
We may read or contact the scriptures and yet not contact the Lord.
Right, the Lord contacted me first before I ever contacted the scriptures. So that shows there's a difference between the Lord and the scriptures, amen?
Amen.
If you find the Lord solely by the scriptures, then how could I found him without the scriptures, amen?
Amen.
Doesn't that teach you something?
Yes.
Okay, and then people wonder, well, how come you do so much? It's not me, it's the Lord in me that does it. Amen? Because the Lord is with me and in me. Okay? And he'll do, God only knows what he will do with you if you just come to him. Amen?
Amen.
For life. You know, vitality for life, for him. He's the only life, so you go to him for his life in you. Amen?
Amen.
To do something in the world that'll show people that the Lord liveth. All right?
Amen.
Nobody cares about you living. They don't pay any attention to that. But when they're going to say, what is this? When they're going to see the manna, that's when they're going to know that the Lord is in you and with you. And that'll happen. He can take any container. Doesn't make any difference how wretched you are or how ugly you are, or how pretty you are, or how nothing mediocre you are, the Lord can do something in if you will come to him. Amen?
Amen.
Not just read the scriptures. That's nothing. That's death. Because separation from the scriptures, separating this the scriptures from life, from Christ himself, from God Almighty, the triune Godhead living in you, is death. Now, I went to all kinds of bookstores to try to find, after that experience in the office that day in Beverly Hills, I went to all the different bookstores, and I went to different weird churches. I opened up Paramahansa Yogananda's book, and it says, all God requires is that you just float around and just be like the bees and the butterflies and the birds. Just, you know, love, love, love. Fornicate with anybody you want. Do anything like that. And I says, wait a minute. I know that's not the Lord, because the Lord put fear on me, and that God just is all love, and he threatened me. He says, if you don't do what I'm telling you, I'm going to kill you and send your soul to hell. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so I know that this lovey-dovey faggoty type God that these weasels are talking about is not the real God, because I really had an experience with him. Now, I met the living God, and I never read the Bible. One day this woman, Athena, was trying to tell me about putting eye salve on my eyes, you know, and she was reading that part of the Bible. I know now that she didn't know what she was talking about. I said, what does that mean? She says, I don't know. That means to read the scriptures with the spirit. The spirit giveth life. Amen?
Amen.
Not the letter. The letter killeth, right?
Yes.
Well, I know now. And it was so frustrating to me, because I didn't know what God wanted me to do. And I really wanted to know, God, you know, please let me do something for you. I've been such a weasel all my life. I just want to do something for you before I die. Because I figured I was going to die any time then. That was almost 40 years ago. I've been in the ministry almost as long as Moses has. Moses was in the ministry 40 years. Now, so there's a difference between the written word and the Lord, the real Lord. Read that part again.
Since the scriptures testify concerning the Lord, they should not be separated from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. You can't separate the Bible from the printed word from the real Lord, because the real Lord is who has the life in him, not that printed page. Amen?
Amen.
Well, there's life incorporated within each word of God. That's right, but you have to receive him who is the word also. Amen?
Amen.
You can't just read it. You can't read about him and not receive him, okay? Because he's real. He's not a printed page. And all the printed page says about him is true. But you cannot just read about him and not receive him. Get it?
Yes.
Good. Okay, then what? Now, it says that I just wrote 2.5 pages today. That's all. Okay? And we haven't even, where we're on the last half page?
No, at the bottom of the second page.
On the bottom of the second page. Okay, then what?
We may read or contact the scriptures and yet not contact the Lord.
Right. What good is it to just contact the scriptures if you don't contact the Lord with it? Amen?
Amen.
Hey, the Lord is alive. Amen?
Amen.
He says, I'm alive. I once was dead, but I'm alive forevermore now. Okay? I'm alive. Real. I'm real, George. Okay? Okay, come on.
Only the Lord can give life.
That's right. Go ahead.
If we have the scriptures without the Lord, we cannot receive life.
Right. The Bible tells you that. The scriptures, you know, without the Lord is death. Amen?
Amen.
Well, believe that, okay? If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then believe that. Okay, because that's the Lord Jesus Christ talking. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I'm a real person, Jesus says. You're just a figment of my imagination. I'm not a figment of your imagination. Are you imagining that I'm not real? Is that your story? Because I'm way more real than you are. saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because I'm the one that created little funny-looking you, okay? Okay? And your dopey little brother. Okay, then what?
Without Christ, even the scriptures are made knowledge.
Yeah, it's just knowledge, the tree of knowledge. Without the Lord, amen?
Amen.
It's evil. Thou shalt die with just knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
So don't think you're going to get puffed up because you know about the Lord. And don't get puffed up. It's impossible to get puffed up if you know him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
Instead of finding life in the Bible, we could find death, be killed by the Bible.
That's right. If you don't incorporate both, the real Lord and the Word. Then what?
Without Christ, the Bible is a book of the letter, and the letter kills.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. Lord bless you, and I pray that this has entered your heart and that you're going to really start letting the Lord do wonderful things in you, life-giving things. I ask it, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.